A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
So on this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, traditionally known as the Good Shepherd Sunday, and within the context of the Mother's Day in the United States of America, I wish to present this reflection, my homily, one, what is the implication of the Good Shepherd that Christ highlights in the Gospel, and then what is the implication of this Good Shepherd in relation to Mother's Day and to our dear mothers. And in view of that, once again, I say Happy Mother's Day. Can I hear you?
Thank you, Father.
You know, when you are low, we're a little bit nervous, the mothers. When you are quiet, you get scared. The guys, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Because we don't know what they are going to let out, right? We better speak up, and we are sure of what you want to say. So Christ says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Just three verses of John's Gospel, chapter 10. The first one, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them, they follow me." The shepherd communicates through his voice. When the shepherd speaks, the sheep hear him. So there is familiarity. The sheep hear him. But not just that the sheep hear, but the voice of the shepherd communicates safety for the sheep. The sheep trust and follow the shepherd. The sheep are confident that the shepherd knows their needs. The shepherd identifies with their weaknesses. The shepherd knows when they are hungry, knows when they are thirsty. The shepherd knows their pain, knows when they are in pain. The shepherd knows when they are afraid. The shepherd knows when they are threatened by wolves. The shepherd puts his life on the line for his sheep. Remember the Psalm 23, right? "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." So he communicates, "The shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, but on my own side, there is nothing I shall want because I know his voice." The sheep find comfort in their shepherd. The second is, Christ says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. So this second goes deeper than the first. The shepherd makes a pledge of commitment beyond providing physical satisfaction. So when Christ says, "My sheep hear my voice," it is important to identify the medium through which the shepherd speaks. The shepherd brings eternal life through his word. Sacred scripture contains God's word spoken to believers for eternal life. So Christ is the shepherd, and his flock hears his voice, hears the word that he speaks. And Christ tells us in the scripture, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." In John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 63, "The words I have spoken are life, they are spirit, eternal life. I give them eternal life." What a wonderful gift from the shepherd to his sheep. The image of the shepherd is one of kindness and compassion. But significantly, Christ conveys an image of courage and commitment, confidence. The shepherd commits to protecting the sheep and would not let anyone take them out of his hand. The third step goes even deeper than the second, when Christ says, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand." And then he concludes by saying, "The Father and I are one." The relationship between the shepherd and the sheep anchors on the depth of the relationship between Christ and his Father, a relationship that is unimaginably strong. The Father and I are one. The intimacy between the Father and the Son is the yardstick for this relationship. By gifting his sheep with eternal life, Jesus hands them over to the Father. That is ultimate safety. That is a guarantee of divine protection. The Father is omnipotent and commands supreme authority. The Father also loves the Son so much and would do anything to protect the Son. So taking care of the sheep is a commission given to the shepherd by the Father. So returning them to the Father is a guarantee of that eternal protection. And we hear in the book of Revelation, the second reading of today, it says, "For the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Christ gives us a divine assurance. What else can we look for if we understand that it is not just about physical satisfaction here on earth? Then we appreciate what this shepherd is giving to us. Pope John Paul II has this encyclical that is called Pastores Dabo Vobis. Pastores Dabo Vobis means, "I will give you a shepherd after my own heart." And the Pope Saint says this: "Jesus is the promised good shepherd who knows each one of his sheep, who offers his life for them, and who wishes to gather them together as one flock with one shepherd. He is the shepherd who has come not to be served, but to serve, who in the paschal action of the washing of the feet leaves to his disciples a model of service to one another, and who freely offers himself as the innocent lamb sacrificed for our redemption." And that is what we hear in this eschatological message from the book of Revelation. This Lamb who is in the center of the throne, This lamb is the lamb that is sacrificing himself for your sake, for my sake, for our sake, because the shepherd loves us so much. Think about the experience of Paul and Barnabas as they struggle to spread the good news in Antioch, in Pisidia, as we read in the second reading of today. Imagine the counterattacks, the opposition from the Jews, from the Jewish leaders of the time. Imagine the persecution that these apostles experienced. What happens here? The authorities make every effort to snatch the converts and the believers from their shepherd. Look at this line. It says, the Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers, and the leading men of the city stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their territory. But the disciples shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? You are persecuting somebody and he is radiating joy. Why? Because the disciples understood beyond what is happening. They understood beyond the physical pain. They understood beyond the physical lack. They understood that this shepherd will give eternal life. And Christ says, no one can take them out of my hand. We read in the Acts of the Apostles that all who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The sheep are destined for eternal life. We are destined for eternal life. That is our goal. That is our mission. Secular forces cannot take that away from us, because we have the Good Shepherd. As I said earlier, it's Mother's Day today, and the church celebrates this Good Shepherd. What a great coincidence. It's divine incidence, actually. So we wish to remind the mothers of the unconditional love of the Good Shepherd for them. The experience of being a mother can sometimes be challenging. Very recently, a mother came to me, lamenting, and she cried for the attitude of her daughter, who decided to turn her back on her. And she said to me, Father, I invested everything in training my daughter. I invested everything in making her grow up to be a good girl. I brought her up in the faith. Now she sees me as evil. She cried. She cried because it pinches her heart. This grieving mom said she had employed every strategy to demonstrate her love for her daughter to no avail. My dear friends, we are aware that some mothers have pains in their hearts for several reasons. Maybe some members of their family are under the heavy influence of addiction. Maybe they have sick children. Maybe the kids have rejected the faith. Some mothers live in fear and anxiety constantly for their family. For some, even the celebration of motherhood today could bring back trauma because of the history of loss they have experienced. We unite with the pains of such mothers, and we unite their pains to the pains of the Good Shepherd and the sacrifices that Christ, the Good Shepherd, has made for us. May the heart of Jesus, united with the heart of Mary, bring healing and comfort to mothers who bear pains. My experience is that rarely do mothers put themselves first. Rarely do mothers put themselves first. When mothers come to me, they come with the problems of their children, the problems of their marriage, the problems of their husbands. They think about the welfare of their families. The Good Shepherd speaks directly to the concerns of mothers today and wants me to remind you that he knows you. Are you worried about your children? The Good Shepherd knows you. Are you afraid? The Good Shepherd knows you. Are you concerned about health issues in your family? The Good Shepherd knows you. Are addiction issues messing up with your loved ones? The Good Shepherd knows you and tells you today, I know your voice and I want you to trust me. Come to think about the controversy over the Supreme Court's plan to overrule Roe v. Wade, which is raging now. All over, if you go on social media, is Roe v. Wade. Protesters protesting against the idea of promoting life from conception through natural death. That is what is being protested against, right? And today is like a target day. Today is a target day because it's a day when we are talking about motherhood, the gift of motherhood, the gift of life. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city. That is what is happening. Prominent people are being incited and then inciting others against our faith, against our belief, against life. We all know that we would not have been here today had you, our mothers, not taken risks to give birth to us. Like every mom, my mother had pains of pregnancy when she carried me in her womb. My mom told me a story about how sick I was after delivery. Just a few months after I came to this world, my mom said I was sick. Like, I had stomach issues that the doctors couldn't even figure out. She told me how she moved me from one hospital to the other, slept in the hospital with me all those days, cried and was afraid because she thought I was going to die. My mom sacrificed her pleasures. My mom gave up going to parties for me. My mom slept in the hospital because I slept there. She left the comfort of her bedroom, the comfort of my dad's own house, to be in the hospital because she is my mother. Because my parents were her parents. Because she desired life for me. My mom told me these stories. But I know that many mothers have untold stories of pains and tortures in the labor room, pains and tortures in childbearing, pains and tortures in pregnancy, trying to give life to us. At the time that many of us were born, technology had not come up with some of the easy options that we have today, such as C-section. True or false? Hello? Our mothers pushed and pushed, cried and cried in the labor room. I knew in my village, for example, what the women would do, they would gather. Some of them in local places, they would gather and the women would bring out their wrapper and surround the woman giving birth. Some of the women in the villages where we come from, did not even give birth in the hospitals. So there was no epidural treatment. Is that not what you call it? Right? There wasn't any injection to soften the pain or to lessen it. There was nothing. They pushed and pushed, and you will hear, hey, keep pushing, cry, and they will cry. My little brother, when the wife was giving birth, he sat by the corridor of the theater room because he was so nervous he couldn't enter. And the wife had some challenges with delivery. My little brother doesn't believe in praying too much, and he will tell us, hey, you guys pray. I will use your prayer sometimes. But when I called him, by the time the wife was giving birth, because there was tension, he was praying the rosary on the corridor, on the hallway. I said, what are you doing? He said, Father, you wouldn't understand. Father, you wouldn't understand. He told me, Father, I prayed the luminous mystery, prayed the sorrowful, prayed the glorious, prayed the joyful, and prayed again. Father, you wouldn't understand. And that is the truth. He is praying, but the woman is suffering in there and pushing and crying and crying. That is the pain of motherhood. Today, the wolves want to snatch away the beauty of life and the sanctity of childbearing. These are jealous and frivolous authorities, just as in the time of the apostles. These authorities want to take away the precious gift of life from the sheep that you mothers cherish, that you mothers value, that you mothers protect. These are lives that made you who you are. Precious mothers, you became vulnerable because these lives in your womb are vulnerable. You are precious because you create lives. What are you doing today? Just watching helplessly? Dear mothers, are you watching helplessly? I think you should rise and respond like Peter in the Acts of the Apostles. We must obey God rather than human beings. It's our challenge, it's our right to defend, protect, uphold, and proclaim the value, the sanctity of life. My dear mothers, we want you to know once again today that we love you so much. We cherish your sacrifices. We value your pains. Please continue to remind us of what the Good Shepherd wants of us. And Christ says, He is the Good Shepherd. I came that they may have life and have it in full. And then He gave us mothers to be the source of our lives. What a wonderful gift. Keep encouraging your children to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. He desires that the sheep listen to His voice. You mothers are shepherds in a unique way because you lay down your lives for us to have our own lives. You go through risks to save us from pains. May the Good Shepherd reward and bless you with joy, with mercy, with love. And may your reward be everlasting happiness in heaven at the end of time. Amen.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day once again.